from Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Leftovers with Jay and Jeff, a podcast dedicated to HBO's The Leftovers. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Leftovers with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Shoot First. Stop FBI doesn't work.
And welcome to the show. How are you doing, Jack?
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
Well, they just go in there, the...
Okay.
There was no stop FBI. At the Wayne compound. It just went to start shooting. There was no, hey, stop FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep running. I guess they watched The Following.
Yes.
And other FBI shows and just said, you know what? That doesn't work.
They're done with the cults. They're taking them out.
Just shoot them.
Taking them out. The Wayne weirdo cult.
Gonna talk to Bob.
Wayne's free hugs.
Is that what he's doing? I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know.
Haven't figured it out yet.
I don't know. That one's a mystery. That one's a mystery. Welcome to the second ever Leftovers podcast with Jay and Jack. Hope you enjoyed the original theme music to start the show.
That was nice.
Huh?
That was nice. You threw me off.
Record that one very quickly. There might be revisions to it, but that's the rough draft.
But as right now, it's is it a leftover from Lost? Or is it an original?
No, that's original.
It's
I
original.
Came up with that for... Well, see, this one had the first ever theme, like the like intro theme to the show. Didn't have it with the pilot, so I had to kind of riff it.
Riff it.
Because at the end of the last episode, they had that kind of hard rock song, so that's
right.
What I kind of went with.
Well, isn't that what HBO does? They always play a different... Like Deadwood always...
Yeah,
they
have a different song and kind of close it out.
Sometimes you go, I don't get it.
Generally, Orange is the New Black does a great job of the closing song. Yesterday one... At Crazy Eyes was one of the
Crazy Eyes.
But if you want to hear about talking about Orange Is the New Black, check out our other show, The Ramblecast, which is part of our Jay and Jack Plus subscription for only $2.99 a month. You can check out our other show. So if you're enjoying this Leftovers with Jay and Jack, check out our other shows that we do over at jayandjacktv.com. It's only $2.99 a month. And this actually, Leftovers with Jay and Jack, has its own feed now.
Yeah.
So for those of you listening to this on the old Lost feed, go into iTunes. You can go to TV and Film. We're in the top 10 right now.
We're number 7 right
number
now.
Seven,
number
so,
7. Not that we're keeping track, but I'm looking at it. So it's number 7.
Or you just search The Leftovers with Jay and Jack. It'll pop up. And it looks like there's a few other Leftovers podcasts out there, so definitely check those out. I believe our friends over at baldmove.com have
exactly.
One and a couple others. So,
well, technically, are they our friends? Because they're right in front of us. would we be better friends if we were ahead of them and they're behind
us? Oh, come
us?
On. This is, you know.
It's a friendly rivalry.
It's a podcasting fraternity?
Is that what
you
is?
Would call it?
Yeah. We've always been part of the, hey.
We're part of the community. All right?
We're not about
people.
No, I don't bash people.
Plus, they're called Bald Move. Is that related to you at all? I don't.
No, I think I've seen them. They have hair.
They have, so.
I think I've
seen
them. We
have to get the explanation. Actually, they did a Breaking Bad podcast. So I'm related because he was bald.
They do several podcasts.
I know they do a lot of podcasts, but I don't know if you had any connection to them, Bald Move. I didn't know.
I don't know.
Didn't know if you're an investor or something, like an angel investor.
I have my eggs in a number of baskets, as they say.
Anyway.
I'm not saying I'm cleaning the gutters with everyone,
mm-hmm.
but I do have my eggs in different baskets.
But yes, go to, if you are subscribed to the Lost feed, go to iTunes, because The Leftovers has its own feed now. It's free to subscribe, but check it out. It is on iTunes, and I know some people don't use iTunes anymore, but we'll post a link to that feed if you want to subscribe to some other feed catcher,
there's other ways
catchers.
To do it?
Yeah, there is.
Because people have been asking me, and I go, I don't know. So I
back
just,
when we were podcasting, most people used iTunes. And now,
you crazy kids out there, you're killing
now they got
me.
Apps and all this
you're
other stuff.
What is, I don't know what that is. I don't know.
We've been podcasting since 2005. That's 9 years. I was 20
is
when we started
years?
Podcasting.
So I told someone 7 years I've been podcasting, so it's 9 years.
I was 20 when we started. I'm 29 now.
And I was 35, and I'm 52 now. 51.
I don't think the math is
you don't think that's right?
There. No. But we had, so enough of the announcements there. But yes, go subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, can you get rid of that tree? Can you get
the
some
window?
Virginia Slims out here and get rid of that tree? It's blocking my view.
Probably easier than the one Meg was trying to cut down.
Yeah.
With a dull blade. But yeah, subscribe. And then also, for our friends, if you could put a review on there. I think we have 6 reviews so far.
Well, hold on.
So,
only what? A good one.
Well, be honest. I'm not going to tell you put a 5-star review. If you review honestly.
All right, you can say, if you don't like the show, you can say, I like Jack. But that Jay guy, if it wasn't for Jay, I would have given it 5 stars, but if it weren't for Jay, I got to give it, because of Jay, I got to give it 1. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it's, okay, you know, wait, we're a team here. That was rude of me. So, yeah, just stick with what I said.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, enough of the formalities. We have a Leftovers recap to get to, and I have a Spruced Up Leftovers recap song.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
You ready?
Oh, my, I don't know. Here we go. I don't know. This, well, this might get you a 1 star.
This.
Are you willing to take this chance?
Well, hopefully. Hopefully this is 5-star worthy.
I can't wait for the first review. It took him 20 minutes just to get to the darn recap.
Also, the, why don't I need a recap of a show that I've already watched?
I just watched. Those are my favorite.
Anyway, ding. Let's go to the recap. See, there's some that are timeless classics.
I think some people have actually gone in and stopped listening to go on iTunes to give a review right now. After that song. All right. They want reviews. I'm giving reviews. I was just kidding. You give whatever you want. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mind. If you're going to give us negative stuff, though, I'd rather just get it in an email.
Well, just let us know. Constructive criticism.
We've
evolved, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're still doing the same shtick we did 9 years ago, but still.
Well, you got to stick with what worked.
Uh-huh,
but yeah. We have changed. I mean, I have grown. I mean, there's been times where people gave us reviews. I went, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, really? Come on, really?
Is that when they call you baldy? Is that when you kind of...
I don't mind those. I mean, I don't have any hair, so what do you want to do? But I saw one today on another podcast.
Uh-huh.
That just wasn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to go there and challenge. You're giving me a review on that? And then I went and looked at all the... It's funny, if you see people give a lot of negative reviews, they do seem to give a lot of them.
Well, it's just, it's that anonymity.
There you go. I knew you could do
it. Of the internet.
I knew you could do it. But you know what? And it's, they're right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I just thought it was, I think I take it more personal when someone else gets a bad review
mm-hmm.
than us.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because you feel for him.
I do.
You're an elder of the podcast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because I, you know, maybe I'm like they're my children.
We've almost been doing this a decade.
I thought it was 17 years. Then when I was 35, I'm now
here we
52.
Go. Leftovers episode titled Penguin 1, Us 0. and it starts out with guys looking at a picture of, or a guy and a girl looking at a picture of Wayne Henry Gilchrist Jr.,
right.
His kid left on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And he has chosen to sleep with teenage girls, and he recharges his batteries that way, and he gives out hugs. That release people and make them feel better.
Yeah, he had 8 statutory rape charges.
Yes,
in
Pennsylvania. And then now he's in this compound. And how they know he's in the compound, because senators are paying him for his services for these hugs.
Yeah.
That makes him
feel
better.
The magic hugs.
So now we know what he's doing.
So are these the same people like at Comic-Con that say free hugs?
It might be a similar approach.
Do you think there'll be a lot of people at Comic-Con this year, what 2 weeks away,
mm-hmm.
saying Leftovers, free hugs?
Yeah.
I'm Wayne. I mean, seriously. You think
I'm saying just Wayne's free hugs.
Wayne's free hugs?
I guess.
All right.
Out of all the things you thought Wayne's powers were, did you think it would be hugs?
I did not think the power of a hug. But you know, sometimes a hug, you know, a nice warm hug can make you feel better.
But that's enough reason for them to go after him. And then they raid the camp. And they take out.
It was
definitely
brutal.
Shoot first, ask questions
and
later.
And I forgot this was an HBO show, because the guy, when he's chasing after Christine,
mm-hmm.
he yells something. I went, what did he just say? I go, oh, it's right, HBO. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just forgot for a second that I said, whoa, I can't believe they just used that word.
Yes, he's chasing down Christine. He has the flashlight and gunpoint on her, saying, I'm going to kill you unless you tell me where Wayne is. And
he was angry.
I don't know if he's actually going to kill her. I was like, man, this is pretty intense.
I thought he was going to shoot her.
But then somebody shoots him in the neck, and it's Tom.
Yeah.
Takes him out, and he's on the ground dying.
And Tom did apologize.
And they go and run away.
You see, he was shaken afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's
not a guy that would kill somebody.
His
I
first
think that's
kill?
The,
his first kill?
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think Wayne references it. First known kill.
Right. But he was shaking, and I like how he said, "I'm sorry, but she's important."
Yeah.
His blood's coming out of his, you know, neck.
I'm sure he's there laying there. Oh, okay.
As long as she's important.
As long as she's important.
If she wasn't important, then I'd be upset.
Yes, but you're good, man. You're good.
Well, he said, are we going to get an answer to this?
What?
How important she is. I don't mind dying as long as I know I'm going to get an answer to this.
So then we go to the first ever title music for the show. What did you think?
I fast-forwarded through it.
You did?
Yeah.
This is your first chance to see it.
I did kind of go back and look at the end, and it did have kind of a thing where...
Well, it was kind of Sistine Chapel-esque
where... Well, but they also had the picture where the baby's going away.
Yeah.
So that does explain the statue last week.
Sure. Yeah, but it looked like it was in a church or something. Do you think this actually exists somewhere, or is it just for the show, just as a title screen? Because it seemed like it was artwork, or this mural, is very...
Well, since I only saw
Sistine Chapel,
Michelangelo-esque. I only saw like 5 seconds of it, mm-hmm. I'm going to say I don't know.
Lazy podcast.
You know what? Next week, I will take the time to watch. Well, I got home late last night. I didn't get home till like...
people at home don't want to hear your sob stories.
Like 11-something o'clock. I had to get up early this morning, so...
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came home, I don't know why, I just fast-forward. I watched it twice.
Okay. All right. Okay. Check it out. Seems like it's Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo-esque, and it's these people leaving, and there's lovers hugging, and it's interesting.
All right, so I'll go back and watch it.
Kind of classical-ish music. We then go to Amy, who is at Kevin's bed. And it seemed a little awkward. I was like, whoa.
Whoa, Kevin, you're not Wayne.
You're trying to, takes Wayne's path. but she takes him into the woods, and our good dog killer, Mystery Man, friend is there.
It's Dean.
Dean, I know. But
oh, Mystery, okay.
Because in the context of their story right now, they
don't know
his name.
We don't know if he exists.
Yes.
Now, do you think Kevin sips NyQuil before he goes to bed? Because I have some of those dreams. You take some NyQuil?
How much NyQuil do you drink? I've taken NyQuil before. I don't see things.
Well, I usually take like a couple shots of it. It takes
a couple shots? You're supposed to take like half a shot.
It takes a couple shots for me to go to sleep with NyQuil. I don't do it anymore, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I was having trouble scoring it. You know? I had to score it on the streets.
Was that like at the peak of the Lost podcast? You just couldn't handle
the
pressure?
I needed and not that green stuff.
We didn't have it behind the music. You and your NyQuil addiction.
I'll be all strung out, shooting up NyQuil. But seriously, he has weird dreams.
Well, yeah, so they're looking at this girl kind of off in a distance, and they shoot at her. Who do you think the girl is? Do you think it's Jill?
No, I thought it was his wife.
Well, you can't really see. It's like dark hair, kind of running away.
I thought it was his
wife.
What
did you think it was? Wife?
I thought it was his wife, Lori.
Okay. Didn't look like Lori to me. The hair seemed different.
Seemed Lori. Or it could be, well, maybe later on we'll have a... I have a crackpot theory about who he was sharing the gutter cleaning with.
Okay.
Who he was cleaning gutters with, I should say.
Okay, all right.
So maybe that's who it was.
Ah, not bad.
And once you hear who I think it is, maybe you'll... Cause
I hope it's not Meg, because Meg would be stupid.
No, it's not
okay,
Meg.
Good.
No. Even though she thinks he's hot.
He's a hot cop.
The hot cop.
So he's called Kevin Hot Cop.
Hot Cop.
So he says, look at your feet. They're on fire. And he wakes up, and Paul, the next door neighbor, has put his fence on fire because he wants to burn his brother's stuff.
Yeah. I like how he says, well, I can just take it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I don't want some guy wearing my brother's clothes. And I kind of, I guess he's one of the
departed. Yeah.
Departed. But I don't know. Take the clothes you would burn them opposed to letting someone... I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel in that thing, but I think I would give the
like
clothes.
I said, next time use the attic. Yeah. But then he stumbles over his dentures,
which is
lovely.
Well, I like his wife goes, I told him not to do it. Do you want me to call 911? No. Don't call 911. You owe me a fence.
Yes. So then we go to him seeing a therapist, and there is the, I'm assuming what the title of the episode, the penguin is there.
Right.
And the penguin is there for them to take aggression out on.
Should kids be beating up penguins?
If they're upset that their mother has departed or something.
But a penguin? I mean, maybe a different type of... I mean, you want kids going to SeaWorld and beating up penguins?
Yeah.
I just think it's wrong.
Well, Kevin's there, assuming against his own will, because of the dog shooting incident.
Yeah, he's not...
And he talks about the mystery man. He's like, why does he have to be a mystery man?
Well, I'm glad they explained later on it's been a couple months. Because
it has.
I said, where did the snow come?
Yes.
I go, it wasn't snowing last time,
yes.
Was it? But then they explained it's been a couple months. I said, okay, now, because, he had the little friction. Amy went with the guy that Jill liked.
Mm-hmm,
and I was like, God, the next day they're just hanging out. That'd be a little awkward. But then they said a couple of months, I go, okay, all's forgiven.
Yes. Time heals all wounds.
Exactly.
Except for the people that left. Mm-hmm. We then go to Meg, who is in the pledge house that we later find out. And on the TV in the background says the old world is gone. And it's a picture of a mall.
Okay. So which mall?
I don't know, just any random mall.
Okay.
And a guy's there, and he gives her pancakes. He's speaking as well. It seemed a little weird. At first, I was like, was he a caretaker of this place or something? Right. Is he allowed to speak?
No, he's just cranky.
Well, he's also a pledge member as well. Right. And there is a Asian gentleman kind of looking at her creepily while he's smoking.
A cigarette, yeah.
And we found out later his name's Brandon. Do you think he's going to be important later on?
Maybe.
You ever know?
He seemed like a happy guy.
So Lori has an axe, and he takes her out, takes Meg out to the wood. And Meg was worried she was going to kill her.
Yeah.
And she starts to try to chop down the tree.
She's got a terrible swing.
Yes.
I mean, chopping down a tree, I don't know how these guys do it for a living. I couldn't chop down trees.
It's hard labor.
It is hard labor. I mean, I definitely have to get a chainsaw, but this axe she had, number one, was pretty dull.
Yeah.
And she had a terrible swing. She could play for the Padres.
Hey-o.
Her swing was so bad.
Then we go to the guilty remnants, the lady that Lori was with the last time, and they're painting over some windows.
Yeah.
And
I always thought it was odd. I go, what are they doing?
Guy in a muscle car drives by and slushies her. Was that those Glee fans out there.
Glee fans. I wrote down, Glee.
We then go to...
But I like how she does it. He says something to her, and she just looks. And she didn't have some paper right F you back.
I feel like... If I was one of the guilty remnants, I would always have a piece of paper with FU written on it for these situations.
Because I'm sure it happens a lot.
I'm sure it happens a lot.
Because you can't speak.
Yep.
But going back to, okay, I'll wait till we get to that part. But it just, yeah, it just seems like you'd have more.
Mm-hmm.
And someone made a good point. Maybe it's a call. Maybe I should wait. But maybe it was on our message board. But why don't they have like an iPad or something where they could... I mean, it's a lot of paper they're using.
It's still cheaper than buying.
And then we find
iPads
out they hate
everybody.
Trees because they're chopping down a tree. So
not only are they trying to kill their lungs, they're trying to kill all the trees.
Right.
Boom. We then go to Amy and Jill, and they go to the coffee shop. Matt, the priest or whatever he is giving out pamphlets, and they.
Your work here is so important.
Yes.
Whatever she said to him.
And we have a Mrs. Durst that she bumps into, looks into her purse. She has a big old gun in that purse.
Yeah, she does. It's Nora, right?
Yeah, Nora Durst. And they debate on what she needs the gun for, what she's done with the gun. And Miss Durst purposely drops a mug, and it shatters on the floor. And at first, the barista's kind of ticked off. And once he sees her, he's like, oh, that's okay. I got it, Miss Durst.
It's okay, Miss Durst. That's okay. Now, did he act that way because she has a big gun in her purse, and they know it? Or that she's more important to the story than we know? Or that she...
Either important or maybe feel sorry that her entire family disappeared.
What is... It just seemed odd. I don't know.
Well, as we go on, we find more about what she does. So maybe it's related to that as well. If she's giving out checks for departed family members.
But people don't want to tick her off.
Guess so. They decide to follow her. She goes to hug Matt. They're thinking she's going to shoot him. and she gets in a car, and then they use the twins' Prius to tail her. We then go to Meg, who's still trying to chop down the tree, and Meg has had enough. She says, you guys are the worst cult ever, and she says, well, we're not a cult.
Well, she doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, she writes it down. I'm sorry. She writes it down on the paper. yes. And I've been here for weeks, and she's done with this stupid cult.
Well, she asked for a cigarette. Can I have one of those? And she said no.
Yeah.
Have we seen anybody else smoking other than the Virginia Slim people?
The guilty remnants?
Those people. We have seen anybody else smoking but them.
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm not saying it's...
Do they have like a corner on the cigarette market?
I don't know. I'm just saying it just seems... She asked for a cigarette. She said no. And then,
well, it's because she's not a part of
I get that, but I tried to remember. I go, has anyone else smoked that we've seen smoking? I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
We then go to Tom, who takes Christine to a gas station, kind of a sketchy middle of nowhere Nevada gas station. And he goes in, and then we see a shot Christian Slater inside the gas station. He looked like Christian Slater to me.
Is that who he looked like?
Yeah, it's not him, but that's what it looked like.
I was kind of looking at you like it was Christian Slater. I go, what did I miss?
No, it looked like him.
His career has been... that's where he's at.
I don't think he's at that point yet, a non-speaking dead man role.
No?
No, because not yet.
He does talk like, what's his name, Jack Nicholson.
And he's about to call his dad because nobody's there, and a car pulls up, and Wayne comes out, pops out of the trunk.
And Christine gives him a big hug.
Yes.
Gives him a hug.
Mm-hmm. She's very important.
Well, she's important.
And
also, he told, Wayne told Tom not to touch her.
Yep.
Is she more important than Wayne?
No.
No? You think it's just...
He uses... He has sex with these girls so he can give out these amazing hugs.
Okay. All right.
However it works. We then go to Kevin, who's still ticked at Dennis for not finding the truck yet.
and Dennis is looking at him like, well, can you describe the guy? What do you mean? Well, you're the only one who saw him. So
yes.
Kevin's thinking, okay, Dennis doesn't believe me. And Dennis is looking at him like, I don't believe you.
Yep. So they have a warrant to search the GR's house. And they talk to Meg, and they take pictures of her to make sure she's okay. And is it Addie?
No, it's Patty.
Patty.
I thought it was Addie, but then I looked it up. It's Patty.
Yep. Patty?
Patty
is ticked that Lori for some Meg.
Angry writing going on.
Some very angry, like, forceful.
Yeah, because people heard it.
And they want it.
Because some people covered their ears. Or was it their eyes more?
Both. But you can't do that, can you? It's difficult. She wants him to cut her loose.
Yeah. Well, she says she blew it, right?
Yeah.
You blew it.
Mm-hmm. So then they're still following Nora Durst, and they meet Mr. Patterson and to give them their departed benefits. So then we go back to Kevin. There's a new person in the pledge house. They kind of have it all labeled out. Lucy says, I should have never shown you Wired. I've never seen that. Is that a...
Yeah, because the way they have the case laid out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, Damon Lindelof, not that I hung out with him, but he's said it before. He's put it when he was on Twitter. He's a big fan of The Wire.
Oh, okay.
And if you watch The Wire, it does look kind of like The Wire where they have their case all.
Gotcha. I said you Wired. I'm sorry. It's The Wire.
You really should watch it.
Because it is on my list.
It is an excellent show. Could be the best ever.
Best show of all time?
Best show of all time.
Possibly.
Possibly. I'm not saying it is.
But it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
So Lucy and Kevin, she kind of calls him out on the rough night that he had, and she kind of says, you know, what he needs to do to kind of convince them. And he asks for a bagel. He puts a bagel in the machine, but then the bagel disappears, and he kind of has it out with the bagel toaster.
Now, who's the cop looking at giving? He's the boss.
Yeah.
He's the chief. You're looking. I'll find the bagel and throw it at you.
Well, I mean, and I guess he's. And we kind of go to it later on, but it's obvious that he's concerned that
he's
either
slipping.
People are thinking he's slipping,
right.
Or he's worried that he is slipping, because apparently his dad was a chief and his dad.
But we've
went
all
crazy
been there
as
where
well.
A bagel has escaped us, and we can't find it, and we have to beat up the bagel machine.
We have.
We have. We all have.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Well, we've all had things where
sure.
You get frustrated because you're having a bad day.
Yeah,
It's been a rough year for him.
Been a rough stretch, yeah.
So he's frustrated, and then she's trying to give him advice, but he's not listening. She was actually trying to help him this time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You watch, she's actually being nice to him. Then she actually said, "I'm gonna go see him."
Yep.
And she goes, "He goes great. Tell him I said hi."
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Well, who's he? Who's?"
I assumed it was the dad when she said she was going to go see him.
I was shocked. I didn't see it coming.
Really?
I didn't see that
coming. Oh, I thought. I knew it right away.
Who's he?
Yeah.
We're not doing this whole thing, are we? I said. So that kind of threw me off. And then with the whole bagel thing, I thought was funny, the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl just looking at him. I went, I'm your boss. I could be crazy, but I can fire you.
We then go to Durst, who puts a camera in front of... the Pattersons, and they have 150 questions, and she has to go through all of them to get their check. And
there were some personal questions.
Yeah. I assume it's for a survey, which I know that gets you upset. Those maybe haven't checked those podcasts out, but Jack hates surveys.
No, it's not.
But it seems like it's a survey.
Hold on a second. Surveys, if I choose to do a survey.
Sure, sure.
Not mandatory surveys where I'm handed to them by punishment, by death.
Well, this, I would assume it's a survey to kind of see, is there a trend for the people that have departed?
Right.
But they're interesting questions. Have you gone to Brazil? Do you speak more than one language? And they say, you know, Charlie had Down syndrome.
Right.
So I still have to ask these questions. And she kind of...
You can see the whole thing was upsetting them. I mean, sure. They were emotional about it.
Yeah. And another, the last question that we see is, had more than 20 sexual partners.
And they just looked at him.
Yeah.
Looked at her.
Yes. We then go to Amy, who needs some hand cream. So then Jill convinces her to go to Nora's car. And in Nora's car, looks like it hasn't been touched since her kids left, because right. There's a bunch of kids' CDs in there.
I do like how one of the twins said, "I'm a man.
Yeah,
I don't have hand cream."
But then Jill decides to honk the horn.
Now, that was cold.
Yeah,
she
it's messed up.
She knows that Nora has a gun. Now, is she doing this because she just lives maybe life on the edge?
I think life on the edge. I think it's that's what the teenagers do, right? We've seen their party.
Right.
But maybe also a little bit of, maybe she's a little bit of resentment that she slept with Nick.
But it's like, why would you do that to your friend?
Yeah.
Also putting yourself in danger, too. She shoots one. She ain't going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're escaping in a Prius.
That was like a Dirty Harry gun. Was that a Smith & Wesson?
I don't know. I'm not a gun expert, but it was a big gun.
Big gun.
I wouldn't want it pointed at me.
Mm-hmm. But then they pull away, and Nora goes out of the house and sees them driving away. We then go to Kevin, and her fiancé is here. When they first said, I thought he said his fiancé. I was like, oh, he has a fiancé? But no, it's her fiance. It is our good friend Doug, right? Doug?
You knew it last week. I don't know what the
other And she is in the guilty remnant. He was worried that she was dead, but it's okay. She's in the pledge house, and I don't think she is committing to it, so you can go save her.
Now, Doug is upset because they just leave him a voice message mm-hmm. about his fiance.
Yeah.
And they won't tell him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do?
It'd probably be a tough thing to explain over the phone, maybe.
But to say, no, couldn't you just say she's alive,
yes.
But we have to talk to you about something?
Yes.
To not just leave, is she dead? I mean, you're that whole way driving.
Sure,
you don't
sure.
know. This is the woman you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with, and she just vanished.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going on, because, they don't know if it's this 2% could have happened, whatever happened on that day could mm-hmm. happen again. Nobody knows.
Sure.
Maybe that's why Jill's acting the way she is, and what the teenager's probably the way the teenagers act the way they are. But to me, I think you have to give the comment, say, yeah, she's alive, but we'll explain to you more when you get in.
Mm-hmm. But Doug doesn't seem so happy-go-lucky anymore.
No. He's not a...
He grew out his hair. It's been a tough couple
of
months.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Hair makes him angrier. We then go to...
That's why I'm always so happy.
Kevin gets a call from Dennis, and he has found the truck, but the truck is in his driveway.
Yeah, I'm like, well, what? And there's a dead dog in the back.
Dead dog in the back, keys on the dashboard, and VIN number, it's been scrubbed. It doesn't right. register to anybody. Dennis says, oh, we'll say we found it a couple blocks away. He's like, why do you have to say that?
Well, because you're crazy, and we don't want you. You know, I like you.
Yes.
You're my boss. I wouldn't stare at you when you're losing it over a bagel.
Yes.
So
now they're kind of setting up this whole episode that he is crazy or going yeah. crazy. Do you think he's crazy?
Or do you think it's a figment of his imagination? Or
I think it's just stress. I think he's just, the thing when you see something and nobody believes you, and I've never been at that level where I've seen people kill a dog killer going around.
Sure, sure.
But I've had things where I've seen something and nobody believes me.
Yeah. There was a period in San Diego where you saw deer. And
deer
like,
driving
oh,
home.
Deer.
And people, and for weeks, I kept, no, they're, when I come home, and I went home, got the VC, the video camera,
yeah.
and went back and filmed them.
Yes.
Recorded them and showed everyone. See, I'm not crazy. But at that time, I thought I was going crazy.
Sure, sure.
Am I not seeing these deer? But I don't think he's... I think he's fighting it because his dad has mm-hmm. lost it somewhat.
Or has he?
Yeah, we don't know.
We then go to Tom, who's looking in a mirror, and Wayne is making out with the dead guy or putting his lips on the dead guy.
I don't know
weird.
What he was doing.
It's like, you never let me do that when he was alive.
I said, well, I don't know why. I don't know what he was doing. I don't yes. know if that was a whole hug ritual he does. I don't know if that's part of it.
I don't know. But Wayne offers a hug to Tom, but Tom refuses.
Well, at first, he's like... And he goes, no, I can't.
Yeah. I was, the anticipation kind of got to me. I was like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Oh, no. And he says, you're the one MF-er that I can't figure out.
Right.
That's what Wayne tells him. And Christine isn't coming with me. She's going with you.
Right.
It's a lot of trust. But if he's not going to take a hug, he knows that he can withhold.
Right.
Maybe. We then go to the twins who drop the girls off, and the jelly beans are stale because they're probably for her kids 3 years ago. That's kind of messed up. She took her jelly beans.
It was, and she goes, oh, they're probably for the kids. And she goes, ah, Amy's kind of a, she's not a good friend. She's not a good friend.
You don't think she's a good friend? She's there.
She stole the jelly. She's there because she.
Well, she didn't know they were her kids' jelly beans. She's like, oh, I'm hungry. Those are jelly beans.
But then after she took the, after Jill tells her, well, you know, they were probably for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, all right. It's like she didn't really care.
True.
Did she have compassion? It's like, oh, wait, I should go put these back?
Mm-hmm.
Or, eh, oh, well, too bad.
Too bad, so sad. So then we go to Meg and Lori. And time to take away another thing, and Meg's kind of frustrated. She's looking at Kevin's card. She doesn't want to give anything else up. And she says, you know, don't you remember what it was like to have things? And then Lori says, you know, you were talking to my husband today. It's like, oh, what, hot cop?
I had to freeze it because her handwriting's worse than mine.
And she writes down, I remember, and then Meg decides to give something from her mother's.
Right.
And she's we kind of finally see maybe what being a part of the Guilty Remnants is about, is letting go or forgetting.
Well, do you have to bring, do you know how much stuff you have to bring? Because she's been there for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
She's only supposed to be there for a couple days. She's been there for 2 weeks, and she has to give up something every day she owns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much stuff did she bring for only 2 days? Obviously 2 weeks worth of stuff. And there was still stuff left in the suitcase.
Yep.
Maybe
she went back and got stuff, but then her husband would know where she is.
She could have gone when he wasn't home.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm cool with it.
But she's ready to let go, or ready to stop, to forget. We then go to Wayne, who gives Tom some money, breaks his iPhone, pretty messed up. Gives him a sweet smiley face phone.
With no charger.
I lost a charger. You got to find a charger. He says, I love you to Christine. She says, I love you back.
Are phones that easy to break?
iPhones? I mean, they're glass.
I mean, could you just crack it like that?
No, because there's a metal band that goes around it. So you won't be able to split it in half that easy, but maybe he's really super strong. I don't know.
Oh,
he seemed kind of ripped. But he says to Tom, she's important, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, apparently. And as they drive away, he tries to start the car. The car doesn't start, and Tom flips out, cursing in the car.
A little bit like
says,
his
it's gonna be okay.
Dad.
Yeah. Best friend of the family.
Mm-hmm.
We then go to the mystery man, Dean, is at the door.
Dean's a name, yeah.
With Budweiser beer.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him in.
He asks his name, and he says, is that on an official capacity or because we're friends? Because we're not friends, then I'd rather not say.
Will you call me Chief?
Yeah. But Amy and Jill come home, and she takes the beer, and they see Dean.
Right.
So.
Is that who they're seeing, though?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to get too spaced out on this, but mm-hmm. Is that who they're seeing? I was like going, okay, are they going to see him? And he looks at him like. Because you see Kevin.
Yeah,
he's
like, do you see them?
All right, good. They see him. I'm not crazy.
But says there's another pack of dogs. We're doing the Lord's work here. And he says, I'll see you at sundown. Leaves his truck saying he doesn't need it anymore, which is interesting.
He goes, well, take your truck.
Yes.
Because it's funny. He goes, what did you leave your truck for there for? I heard you were looking for it. Like, this guy's messing with me.
Yes. But his daughter asks, who was that? So.
Yeah.
Sees him, kind of.
Well, she saw him, but who did she see?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Then we go to Lucy is with Kevin's dad, and she kisses him on the lips. So are they like a thing or something, or were a thing? I don't know. So he visits his dad, brings in peanut butter. He has to
I think they were a thing. It was an affectionate kiss,
I thought. Cast of A Perfect Strangers disappeared. He said, look it up. That'd be interesting if the entire cast of Perfect Strangers disappeared. I haven't watched the show in a long time.
I think they have, because I haven't seen any of them. And not to get personal, but when was the last time you saw anybody?
I don't know.
Are they going to make another 48-hour Beverly Hills Cop movie?
The rumor is they're making a fourth Beverly Hills Cop movie. So he could be in...
Bronson Pearshaw or whatever his name
is. I don't remember his name. But
well, I know that Tom Cruise...
He used to do the Boboli commercials.
Yeah, Tom Cruise told him never to do TV.
Really?
Yeah, he told him never do TV when they were in Risky Business.
Huh. And he did.
He did.
Okay, it turned out.
Didn't listen to Tom.
So then he asks when it started for him, and he said, "Well, I'll maintain that I never did go crazy." And he asks him about the dogs and tells him what to say to the shrink. Just say, you know, you're drinking. It was a tough day. Just say what you got
to
say.
Just tell him what he wants to hear.
But then he starts an convo with an invisible man, which is interesting. So this must be what made him go crazy. And he said, they're sending somebody. Did they already meet you? And he said, you might want to keep that to yourself. So is Dean this person
I'm
whoever sent
him?
I'm
guessing it has
to be Dean. And is his dad, is he talking to people that have left?
I didn't think about that. Maybe he is.
Because I think he's... I would assume he's right. He's not crazy. He's just talking to the people, maybe some of the people that left, or... I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but I go, well, who's he talking to?
Yeah. Good. But he pulls out the toasted bagel in the machine, so he wasn't going crazy. The bagel just got stuck in there.
I like how he brings the whole tool set to yes. open it up.
And then we go to the remnants, and Patty tells Lori that she's gone. And we go to Meg, who is in the forest trying to cut down the tree.
And
close
she had
of
better
the
form
episode.
This time. She had a better approach to the chopping down.
So I guess Meg is ready to make the commitment to the GR. The Virginia Slims.
The Virginia Slims.
So what'd you think of episode 2?
You know, at first, when I first watched it last night, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I was like, well, but I watched again today, and I enjoyed it more.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was.
Now doing this podcast, talking about it, I was into it even more. So I think I was just tired last night and just didn't really pay it. You know, it's kind of, you know, watching it. I like it. It wasn't as good as the pilot. I kind of like some people on there, they're frustrated. They want to know what's going on, but do we need to know what's going on?
Just know it's a Damon Lindelof show.
Right.
Don't need to know what's going on. Just enjoy the ride.
I am
enjoy
liking some of the
story.
Characters. I do like the dad. I like him already. I like Kevin. The daughter is kind of growing on me. Tom, I like. I think I said that last week. So more characters I'm starting to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Meg, you know, I like her character. She was better this week than she was last week.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with her?
Yeah.
We'll see. But I don't understand why they have to protect them. Because the mayor's all worried, oh, you know, you're going over there causing problems.
Well, they're not doing anything to anybody.
What do you mean they're not doing it? They're harassing people.
Yeah, I mean, they're standing there. Is that really harassment?
That bugs me.
It's a free country. You can stand wherever you want.
And they can't stand on my property.
But they weren't. They're on the edge of the property.
Technicalities.
You know, I guess you get a restraining order, but
what you can do is you just drag them onto your property.
Overall, I thought it was a really solid second episode. I thought it would had more action. The whole trying to take down the camp.
That was right off the bat.
Yeah.
Action so no, I did enjoy it more the second time I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was like, gosh, I'm already starting not to like this.
Really? Okay.
That's how I was. I was kind of like, I don't know. But then I watched it a second time, but I did last night though. I was thinking about things after I watched. I was laying there thinking about things that happened in the episode, and that's mm-hmm. always a good sign.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a thumbs up now, whereas I was teetering
on the edge.
On the edge.
All right, well, that's good. Well, that is what we thought about the episode. Now it's time to hear what you guys thought about the episode. Let's go to some listener feedback.
Woohoo!
All right, I am going to work on a new listener feedback seg. Don't have it yet. Okay. All right, I have a new child now.
I'm telling you on the show. I thought you were just telling me right now. I'm sorry.
But there will be a new listener feedback.
Best
a new
produced
drum
podcast.
Roll. Hey, listen, come on.
I know. I
got two new songs. Well, that's pretty good.
No, I'm just saying, you're talking to me like, I'm just sitting there looking at you like, why are you telling me this?
Well, we're going to start off with some emails. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Is that all right?
All right.
All right. So
just so I know what's going on, that's all I care about.
You're supposed to read my mind at this point.
I can't read stupid.
You have to be able to read your mind, my mind. Hello, Jay and Jack. I am Alex Marie Rizak. I am Rizak on Twitter, and I was a fan of your podcast from Lost. I was just a teenager, a young lass, who had friends that didn't watch Lost, so therefore I listened to your podcast and love it. Now, I'm still young, just not a teenager anymore, and once again, none of my friends are interested in The Leftovers. And thank goodness for Twitter for keeping me informed. I listened to it, and it was kind of weird, but it felt so familiar, even though a lot of time has passed. Anyways, enough with ramble and weirdness. Unfortunately, I can't afford HBO, so therefore I have to find other ways to watch The Leftovers, which kind of makes me behind a bit. My thoughts on the pilot episode. It wasn't the best or worst. However, it did spark my curiosity enough on what's to come in the show. I want to know, why are people thinking and behaving this manner? I'm highly interested in seeing how these people came to be, who they are, and where they are going. Oh, and as soon as I saw the tattoos, I thought, God, they better not do a tattoo episode. I can't wait for more podcasts and more episodes. That is, whenever the means I use to watch a show decides to post it. Keep up the awesome show. Hmm. Well, thank you. Listen, whatever you got to do, right? It's an HBO show.
I've done the same thing myself.
I watch it on HBO Go myself.
On my account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which the HBO guy said that was okay.
I didn't say anything.
You pay for it. Somebody's paying for it.
Hey, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. We're cutting back most of our channels. We're going to try and cut back most of our channels.
Yeah.
Except HBO.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting rid of Showtime, but with Homeland, and then, but Nurse Jackie.
Ah, that's tough.
Forgot about Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough to get rid of. But yes, it'll be interesting to see how the show plays out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying.
But I think most everybody thought the same thing with those tattoos. Oh my God, don't have this be a thing. Do you think they did that on purpose?
Well, he had tattoos, so I don't
but
think you can.
Did you have to show him with no shirt on? And I mean, I guess when you guys like me, when we're chiseled like that,
yeah,
it's okay to walk around without a shirt.
True,
but I don't know. My first thought was, oh my God, no.
All right, well, let's get to some of these phone calls. We got three phone calls. You ready?
All right,
here we go.
Hey, Jay and Zach, it's Sarah calling from Houston, and I just finished listening to the podcast. And the problem I have is that I always want to interact with you guys while I'm listening to it, and then I can't really do that, so I'm just going to call in, and then I guess you can decide when you want to play this next time. But the reason I was calling was because you were saying you didn't know what the GER stood for, and I'm sure you know now, but just to make sure everybody else does, it stands for the Guilty Remnant. But I think I'm going to stick with the Virginia Slims, Jack. And then I actually was surprised by the twist of Kevin being married to Lori because of how they had zero interaction during that breakup fight thing during the protest. So the twist actually worked on me, because even if I had been leaning that way, once I saw that he and her didn't seem to even know each other, then it totally threw me. And I was also very surprised with Meg, is it, who ended up going to the compound and wanting to join them. I'm kind of amazed that they've got like major name actresses who are on this show and aren't going to speak. That's such a bizarre thing to have happen. But anyway, that to me is one of the big deals that I liked. And then I also am really fascinated by the fact that the main character of the show didn't actually lose anyone 3 years ago. I think it's kind of an interesting surprise twist that they're focusing on the guy who didn't really lose anything, and how it still kind of broke up his whole family. Psychologically speaking, that's kind of cool. So I'm excited to see where it's going to go, and I'm glad y'all are doing a podcast, and we'll try to keep calling in to make it interesting. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Zach. This is Brad in Chicago. Hey, I was wondering what you thought about on The Leftovers. Do you think they're ever going to show videotape footage of just people disappearing? Or, I mean, they must have caught it all on zillions of cameras all over the world of just people poofing into thin air. Do you think they'll ever show, you know, will they have disappeared in a cloud of dust, or will it be like a transporter effect of them disappearing? Or I guess I'm just kind of curious what the physical manifestation of the disappearance looks like, and if you think they'll ever show that. All right. Enjoying your new podcast and the new show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jared from Missouri. Just got done watching the new episode of The Leftovers, and I had some thoughts I'd send your way. I believe that this is not going to be a Christian base show. So, but I still think that there's good and evil in the universe that is being set up here. In the good and the bad, you have the good being whatever is affecting good old, I think his name is Tom, the main cop. And that's who the truck guy is. He is some kind of entity that is for the good force in the universe. And I think that his son with Wayne is going to end up being the bad force in the universe. Now, here's my crackpot theory. He's supposed to keep the girl safe and not touch her, because she's going to be the vessel that births the what would be the same thing as the Antichrist in their world. So she is going to be the mother of a Antichrist-like being. Thanks, Jay and Jack, for all that you do. I will be looking forward to the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for those calls.
That's a great theory.
That's a fantastic theory.
That he's maybe Wayne is testing him. Mm-hmm. That's what he keeps saying. She's important. She's important. Maybe Wayne knows the deal. What's going on? I like that theory.
And it's classic kind of, it was in Lost too. I mean, it's in a lot of things.
Right.
Good versus evil.
It's on this podcast, good versus evil.
Would you think Dean is the vessel for good and Wayne is the vessel for bad? And
well, he keeps
Christine is going to have.
Well, right now you would think it was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe it's not. I mean, because, you know, Dean is killing dogs and says, you know, it's the Lord.
He said we're doing the Lord's work.
Lord's work. Well, you know, a lot of people that do stupid things say, well, hey, the Lord told me to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe I never thought about that. He's being tested because Wayne has told him, can't touch her.
Mm-hmm.
She's important. Can't touch her. And he already has feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe he does. And at least I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like good theory. I like that.
Thank you, Jared. And then
Brad, the video. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
That there are cameras everywhere.
I feel like if they haven't shown it yet, they're not going to show it.
My feeling. I think we're going to have to get more backstory. I mean, I probably they didn't want to do that because of Lost. But a lot of shows, Lost did it, you know, obviously did it, and it worked really well. I think you need it. Mm-hmm. There's shows I'm watching now, I go, God, I wish they'd get the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
The show we were watching, Boss, we started watching Boss on Netflix or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what's going on? I wish they would show the backstory. I'm three episodes in, and I already want the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very effective tool that you could use. I would be okay with that. But like you said,
like flashbacks.
A flashback.
Yeah.
I would like to see, okay, they did kind of show it when, you know, they showed the original 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
But we really didn't.
And they have flashed to those moments where they haven't given an extended kind of look.
No,
at
it's just like what's going on. And
but I could see where Damon wouldn't want to fall in kind of the same thing.
And he's probably trying to avoid the whole Lost trap where he wants it to be, you know.
Yeah.
This is my show. I don't want it to be Lost.
Yeah.
But it was done so well on Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you use it?
But it might be something where they will get to it.
But not something that's gonna hit us over the head right away.
Exactly. Because I think what you do run into is eventually, okay, all the stories are going to be told, and you're kind of worn. I think it works for something like Orange is the New Black, where it doesn't have as many episodes, and so you're not going to kind of blow through all the backstory pretty quick. You can kind of still unveil things as it goes along, but on this show, depending on how it goes or whatever, you might not want to have it be a crutch, where I think eventually on Lost, flashbacks became a crutch, because we always had to show something interesting.
Right.
Then we had the episode where we found out where the tattoos came from, and
it was like,
stupid.
Hey, okay. But then even Game of Thrones, I'm watching it again. I go, God, I wish they'd go back and show the back.
Yeah.
To the stories of that happened during the first season, but maybe I just should accept what they're giving me and stop. And then Sarah, interacting with it, because with Jay, the problem is interacting with him, you don't know what he's doing half the time. He doesn't, like, earlier we heard, he just starts talking, and I'm, like, looking at him, like, what are you talking about? So.
But, yes, thank you for calling in. That's the way that we can talk to everybody, so absolutely keep doing it.
If we could do a live one.
Well, I'm looking into it. The young whippersnappers nowadays, they do Google Hangouts, and they have these videos, and people can do it live. So it's something we could look into.
Google Hangout?
Yeah, it's called a Google, like, it's on YouTube Live.
We did do a couple talk show ones.
Yes.
With Lost. We did do a couple of those.
But we'll look into it.
All right. I like that idea.
I'm looking into it.
I like that idea. I like it.
There you go.
I never even heard of it. So as long as you've heard of it and understand it.
But yes, feel free to call in always. We this is, again, for those that listen to our Lost podcast, our other shows, we love feedback. We love to talk about it with not only Jack and I talking about it, but also you at home. And that's what makes these shows.
Well, we had three
fun
calls today. I went, I didn't think about that.
Yep.
So you have different things like that get your mind going.
So and please call in.
Someone did ask on Twitter, are you going to do two shows a week like the Lost one? I go, only if we get a lot of feedback, if it would be necessary.
Well, that's why we went to two shows for Lost, is we had so much feedback. We're like, well, we don't want to turn all these people away. Let's do another show, and we'll primarily be listener feedback, which is what it was. Anywho, Thank you again for listener feedback. It is now time for the momentous occasion of Jack's Crackpot Theory.
I don't know if I can top Jared's.
Jared's was pretty good.
That was pretty good. In fact, he slammed me on that. I think I should have done the Crackpot Theory first. And then...
But anyways, I don't have the Segway drum roll yet. I'm working on it.
Whoa.
I'm working on it.
I have to come up with a theory every week, but you can't get the little...
I'm making a new one.
All right. Just all you need is a stupid drum roll. I don't know why it's so important.
Takes time.
You're really going for that best produced podcast, aren't you?
It's my chance. It's my white whale. All right, what do you got?
All right. So we have that. We know that Kevin was cleaning the gutters when everything happened.
Yes.
Well, we know in little flashes that he has that he was cleaning the gutters with someone else.
Yes, a woman.
A woman. I think it's Nora. I'm gonna say it's Nora.
Cheating on her family,
and that he was cheating, and I think Lori found out later on, and that's why she decided to go with the Virginia Slims.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive it's her. I don't know why. I was just like looking at her.
Nice. That's pretty good.
I said I'm looking at her. She's attractive. Bet you something happened, then we'll find out later on. But I think I'm almost betting my life that that's who it is.
Not bad. That's pretty good.
So I don't know if it's Jared worthy.
But it's still pretty good. It's pretty for you. That's solid.
You know when I thought about it?
Uh-huh.
When I was sitting in bed, I was typing something. I went,
how many shots of NyQuil?
None. No NyQuil. I went, Nora. Because last week I just thought Nora was a throwaway character. You know, she was at the thing and her... The statue. But then she was so important in this episode and what's going on, and people seem to, I won't get my check or whatever it is. So I just believe that's what it is. So that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, there you go. All right, guys. Well, that is it for this week's The Leftovers. We'll see you next week again. Subscribe on iTunes. The Leftovers is its own dedicated feed, own dedicated page on iTunes that you subscribe to. Feedback would be appreciated. Give it to us at 206-309-0311.
Calling times.
Again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling times with questions, comments, and or theories. Also, join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup. And hopefully we'll try to stay on topic better.
Yeah.
And we'll have shows, discussions there. Also, send an email to JNJack at?
Oh, JNJack@gmail.com.
There you go. Once again, it's
JNJack@gmail.com.
Send in your email feedback if you would prefer not to call. Also, feedback. On reviews
on iTunes. Give us whatever you want. I was just joking earlier. I don't take it personal.
He does.
I actually don't.
But anyway, it would be appreciated. It helps us. I guess it helps trend on iTunes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you could take the time to do that, it'd be fantastically appreciated.
This will be the last time we ask you that.
The last time.
Next time we're going to demand it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But yeah, subscribe on it. For people that are listening to this on The Lost Feed, this will be the last one on The Lost Feed. So move over.
Move over. It's a gray logo.
Gray logo. Says Leftovers with Jay and Jack kind of shadowy under it.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Jacob Parr, who's done all of our
fantastic
new artwork. You can check him out at Jacob_Parr on Instagram or jacob-parr.com. I think it's P-A-R-R. Anywho. Check it out. We'll see you guys next time. I think I want to talk about Orange is the New Black, so if you want to hear that, check out Ramblecast, which is part of our Plus feed, $2.99 a month, at janejacktv.com.
Plus, I gave a great theory about Game of Thrones Season 1.
What, on... Ramblecast. On the Ramblecast, yes.
At least I thought it was great.
Jane Jack's Ramblecast. A lot of fun. All right, we're going to go record Married Man right now. I don't know if Dale's here yet.
Well, I don't smell him, but we are on, like, the third floor, so...
Until then, we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.